Music in the studio, 12:30. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. A little bit later than scheduled. That's because caught in horrendous traffic, which is always popular in Essex. Now, I'm joined in the studio by singer-songwriter Chris Ronald and also John Ellis. Chris is currently on his European tour and has stopped in ahead of his gig tomorrow, which is going to be in Loughton. Chris's fourth album is going to be out in 2017, early next year. And we're going to have a chat about music. They've been warming up off air. Very good, Scott Ross.
Wonderful.
There we go. He's got the radio voice. So good afternoon to both you, to Chris and to John.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Chris, are you originally from Canada? Or
yeah,
Canada,
I make Vancouver my home now, but I was brought up in Derby and lived a little for 3 years in London also before we quit and headed over to Canada.
Yeah.
About 15 years ago now.
Was it for work that you went there for music?
Canadian
or just...
wife.
Oh, right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good thing to go for.
Always the case.
You've been out there for a long time, and you come back to the UK quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, I come back, my family are all still here, and wherever possible, I try and pull in some shows, you know. But we just got over from the Netherlands yesterday, where we're playing some dates in the Netherlands and Germany.
Yep.
And so now this is the final leg, 4 shows in England.
If we go back to when you first started with music, did you actually start singing, or was it somebody that you heard on the radio that you thought, oh, I'd love to, you know, that sounds like a good thing?
I've always kind of, I guess growing up, I was immersed, whether I wanted it or not, in Carole King and Jerry Rafferty and another like Neil Young and Paul Simon and Don McLean, all those great singer-songwriters from the 60s and 70s, you know, playing on my mum and dad's record deck. My brother was playing guitar. He learnt me my first chords. And then in terms of songwriting, I remember quite clearly I was 15 and I was bored in a high school, secondary school English class. And I was supposed to be reading along with Of Mice and Men and was so bored that I decided to write a poem about the environment. It's just kind of a thread that always has run through my writing. It's a bit of an environmental activist, you know. And then I went home and turned that poem into a song. That became my first song 30 years ago.
And what was it called?
It was called Pollution.
And do you still remember any of it? Do you still?
What I remember about it is there's a few totally made up words.
Right.
Guess I should have been reading along with Mice and Men, right?
No, do you notate or do you do everything by ear? How did you learn?
Very much by ear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, learning other people's tunes was by ear, you know, from cassette, CD. My own music is all by ear. If it sounds right to me, then I kind of trust my own judgment, I guess. So I don't really have the music theory. I did take some guitar lessons up to grade level 4, but I clearly remember getting 0 out of 10 for sight reading. You know, but kind of doing well by memorizing my pieces, you know, so it's all...
I think sometimes if you play from the heart, I always think, I know there are people that are fantastic musicians that can notate, but I think sometimes you get probably stuck in a structure of not looking outside the box when you notate stuff. So if you do it and it comes from the heart, you'll play any chord goes with any other chord, really.
Yeah, no, I kind of agree with that to some extent. Sometimes I think I would actually like to know a little bit of theory. That might help me, but I think I'm more open to stumbling across these kind of happy accidents if I just kind of do it by ear and experiment. So
now you play ukulele, guitar, and I was going to say percussion. I'm looking at harmonica percussion. But harmonica is a really difficult instrument to play. How long did it take you to learn that?
Actually, figuring the basics out, not so long. The difficult part is playing it and playing the guitar at the same time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of took the harmonica up about maybe 12 years ago. I felt that it would add another dimension to what was just vocals and guitar. Right? I've never really been a lead guitarist. I've always been a rhythm guitarist. So then I was like, well, how can I kind of put in a lead melody other than my voice? So then I was like, what Neil Young does and Bob Dylan, right? Strap it around the neck and
and go.
And go.
With the harmonica, is it set in a certain key?
Well, so yeah, there's certain harmonicas where you can change the key. You wouldn't be able to do that with a neck brace though, because you need the thumb to be able to shift it. So this is set to the key of C, because I know that this song I'm going to play is in the key of C, and you know, you need to know your way around the thing, but it certainly takes out potential mistakes having, you know, the right key harmonica. we've been having some jokes. I've now come up to 7 pitfalls of playing the harmonica on a neck brace.
Right.
You know, including putting the wrong key harmonica in and then coming to do your solo to find that it's totally off.
Yep. That's jazz though, isn't it? That's jazz.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I've put it in upside. That's a nice surprise. The other night I forgot to put it in entirely almost.
Did you just go,
No, I started the song, I looked down, I was like, oh, I
there
need the
wasn't.
Harmonica for this. Yeah. Got a neck brace, but no harmonica.
Now, we hear some lovely dulcet tones from John Ellis, so just asking, how did you two meet?
Chris called me up. I'm a record producer from Vancouver, BC, Canada. And, he was shopping around for a producer and landed on my doorstep. And we've been playing together ever since. Like I said, he has such an incredible voice. Makes my world very easy to record him when people just naturally sound like Stevie Winwood or Peter Gabriel, that nice high British, tenor. So we've been playing together for three years. We've made 2 records together now. The new one coming out shortly, as soon as I finish it. And I come from a pretty hefty British background. My mother, Elizabeth Fry, was the last living direct descendant of the Elizabeth Fry, famous for amnesty and prisons
reform,
for.
Right? Yeah.
Prison for reform for women and the dungeons and everything. So
and if you have a £5 note, now I don't think they're printing on it anymore, but as of 2015, so I need £5 note before 2015, has Elizabeth Fry on it.
Oh, wow.
She's a direct descendant. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She was the very stern-looking Quaker woman with a bonnet and 18 children under her big skirt that used to scowl down at us over the fireplace when we were children in Canada. So, it's a worldwide.
What a fantastic bit of history.
Yeah, so my mother was Elizabeth Fry. She died at the age of 97 a couple of years ago.
And wow.
Along came my first child at the age of 60, my baby boy, who is now MacArthur Fry Tommaso Ellis. So he's carrying on the lineage. I grew up using lots of tape and editing tape back in the day, late 70s, and been up through the whole gamut from 2-inch tape into, begrudgingly into digital and beyond, and now Pro Tools is my world, and
it's quicker, isn't it? Pro Tools, would you say?
Oh, it's fantastic, and the technology has caught up, so it sounds exactly like analog now. Anyway, people are still very endeared sometimes to the old ways, but it takes a lot of time and energy to make that.
I'm never going to get rid of those tape machines. I told you, I'm never going to get rid of them. So tell us about the first song and what it's called.
Yeah, I thought I'd wind the clock back about 17, 18 years to a song that I wrote while I was living in Fulham. And imagining my wife, or maybe she was fiancé at that point, coming back home to the flat on the tube, because she commuted to work on the tube every day. And so this song kind of came out of that commute for her, I guess. Yeah, so this is dedicated to my wife back in Vancouver.
Okay, and what's it called?
It's called City Girl.
Lovely.